Hey, everybody. Welcome to Pursuit of Profit Time. Your co-host, Chris Angel, here with your hostess of the mostest, Leanne Ozane-Smith, who is the nation's profit coach. Leanne, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. Happy to be here.
Awesome. Well, it's your show. I'm glad you're happy to be here.
I know. I've been waiting a long time to do this. It's about time.
Yes, I'm so excited. First of all, I want to start with just a little housekeeping. Like, what the heck is a profit coach?
Right. You know what? Nobody, I feel like it's self-explanatory, but it's not, because nobody but me that I know of in the whole United States does this. So basically, Chris, what I do as a coach is I help business owners powerfully alter their behavior with money so that they can be profitable, stop worrying about money, and start winning with money, like now, like this week. So that's what I do. I help people behave with their money.
I love it. I mean, listen, behavior is the issue, right? Like, I'm sure we'll get into that, not just in today's episode, but in all the future episodes.
In every episode. Like,
it just
is what it is.
It is a part. It's inseparable from what happens with our profit, right?
That's right. That's right.
I love it. So what are we talking about today? I know you've got some talking points. I want to make sure that we start off with what it is that we're talking about.
Well, I actually have been thinking a lot about what we wanted to cover here. And for me, it's about talking through this idea of what kind of entrepreneur are you? Like, who's the listener or the watcher, and what kind of entrepreneur are you? And ultimately, I want to just kind of get to the point where, look, profit is something that happens on purpose. So that's what I want to talk about today.
Yeah. Talk to me about the kinds of entrepreneurs.
Okay, well, there's lots of different types, but just to kind of quickly summarize, I've had tens of thousands of people come through my workshops, webinars, and even my private coaching practice. And so it's taken me maybe, 12 or 14 years to kind of summarize or distill down to like what I actually see in my practice and what these people are like. So there's really three. I'm sure there's more than three, but these are the three that I see most often. And maybe it's because these three types of entrepreneurs are at the place in their business where they're like opening themselves up for help around the financial side of their business. So maybe there's more types, but these are the three I see.
Okay.
The first one is what I call the accidental entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
And they are people who totally have a passion for something that they do. Like, I think of guys that shape beards.
Yeah.
Or I met with somebody this week who has a resume writing service, right? Like, they didn't grow up saying, hey, I'm going to be a barber and shape beards, or hey, I'm going to go get a 4-year degree and like write resumes for people. Like, they're the accidental entrepreneur, but they love something that they do. They're good at it, and they really never intended to do it for money, but it becomes their profession. So they have found a place. This is really important. The accidental entrepreneur has found a place where their passion and their pocketbook intersect.
Yeah.
And what these people say to me all the time is it's classic. Like, every single time I meet an accidental entrepreneur, they're like, Leanne, I don't have very much business sense. I'm not very good at money and numbers and stuff, but they just want to shape beards and they want to write resumes. And it's the path of entrepreneurship they're taking. That's the accidental entrepreneur. The thing that's interesting about those guys and gals is because they believe they have no business sense, and because they're just doing what they love to do in the world, they're not really thinking about the financial implications of business decisions they make or whatever. So they just like all three of these people are prone to be, sadly, a statistic, right? 60% of businesses that start fail.
Yeah,
I hate to be a Debbie Downer, but let's just get.
No, let's be honest about it. Let's be on the table here about what's
totally. They fail not because they don't have vision, not because they don't have a good product or service that people want. They fail for money issues. Like it's documented everywhere. Pick up an Inc. magazine. Like, this is well known. So it's super interesting to me that regardless of what kind of entrepreneur I'm working with or I'm seeing, that we have the same problem, and that is, we put our focus one place, we hope for profit on the other end, but because of our personality, maybe we don't get there, right?
Yeah.
And then our business fails. So the accidental entrepreneur, really, their issues when it comes to getting really profitable and maximizing how much they're paying themselves and stuff, it really comes down to their belief system that, hey, look, I'm not a business person, and I don't have very much business sense. So that's that person. Does it make sense?
Yeah. No, I am one. I could raise my hand and say, I am an accidental entrepreneur. Plan to get into business at the age of 24, and I did. And it's exactly that. I hoped for profit. Like, I put my head down and did the things I felt like I was supposed to do to grow my business, and hoped there was money on the other end of that.
Yeah. No, that makes you totally normal, Chris Angel.
I know. Thank you. This is good. It's normal in my life.
Me too. The other one, this is actually my favorite one. Mm-hmm. I love these people. I call them the right priority entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. And because these people, and I know like you're actually kind of a hybrid, I think.
Ooh, yeah.
And of course anyone can be one, but the right priority entrepreneur is somebody who is really focused on their purpose mm-hmm. and what they contribute to the world. They are like, they just see their work as kind of an extension, of who they are, what they value. Sometimes they even use phrases like, hey, this is my calling. Like, this is what I'm supposed to be doing in the world. Mm-hmm. And so the value of what they bring to the table and what their business does is very deeply connected. Like, they can't separate where their business ends and their personal life begins, or where their business values and what their family or their personal life values. It's completely merged. Mm-hmm. And that's not a bad thing. It's what I love about these people is they're driven by their purpose and they're driven to do well by the world. So good examples of these people are like people who practice the healing arts, chiropractors, massage therapists, mm-hmm. people like that. And also, I hate to pick on you, but coachy types.
Coachy types. It's good though.
All in quotes.
Yes.
And I also see this ironically in direct selling companies, mm-hmm. but it actually makes sense because people that get into those businesses have the product drives them, but really it's this idea of financial independence, creating passive income that drives them. And that I think comes from the root of who I am and what I want to accomplish in my personal and business life. Like they're really deeply connected. So what's painful for me to watch about right priority entrepreneurs is their priorities in the right place. Right? They just, they want to focus on the right things in life. Mm-hmm. And what they honestly believe when it comes to money, which affects mm-hmm. their profit, is mm-hmm. if they just focus on the right stuff and do right by people, then all of the money stuff will fall into place.
Yep. Yep.
Nope. Nice try. It doesn't work. Yeah. So what are your thoughts on that?
Yes, I agree. No, I agree. I think I am a hybrid. I can relate to both of those. You know, my background was real estate and I started off as an accidental entrepreneur in real estate. And now and later in life where my passion is really helping people, I've turned into a right priority entrepreneur according to your definition. and in both cases, I can see my behavior is in both cases, hoping that the money does what it needs to do.
Yeah.
Because my effort and my behavior, my focus just hasn't been about numbers. It's mm-hmm. been about people or my marketing or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Good for you. I knew you were a little bit of both.
Yes. Well, good for me and maybe not good for me. And the bad news insight is that, you know, my behavior is not aligned with money, with the way money works. And that doesn't work for me.
Oh, well, we've worked together long enough. We know that you've got your SHIT figured out. We're good.
Yes. Yeah, we're good.
Okay. So the third person is actually the most common. And these people are funny and I'm going to blush all over the place because I am this kind of, I want to be the right priority entrepreneur, but I'm not. This is the person that I call the fast and furious entrepreneur. I'm totally, totally that person. These people are super clear on who they are.
Yes.
They're super clear on what they want to accomplish. They're very focused on doing the work of their business.
Yeah.
Let me say that again. Yeah. I am very focused on doing the work of my business. Mm. So this tends to lean towards obsession. Like they are fast and furious and they're obsessed with doing what they have to do to crack the nut every month.
Yep.
They think about money. They think they're making profitable decisions, but really they're moving so fast and everything is so furious in their business. Like I actually think that people describe me as a Tasmanian devil.
That's true about you. I totally get that about you.
Yeah. So like, just like there's so much going on and it's hard to focus, but like these type of entrepreneurs will focus on what they need to focus on to get things done. They're great that way. I think of them as professionals, right? So mm-hmm. they're professionals. And the thing that's the problem with professionals is they have big egos. And they have big dreams, and they probably have a really big student loan debt that goes along with it. And so they live this big life. Like, they intended in some way, shape, or form to be the kind of entrepreneur that they are, even if they never envisioned like owning their own business. I'm thinking of attorneys that I've worked with. I'm thinking of physicians I've worked with, right? Where it's like, hey, man, we've had this like long path of figuring out that we're owning a business or we're doing this work, and by God, it's going to work, right? Because I've got $300,000 of student loan debt. That's, I think, that what contributes. That they have good priorities. Like, they and they might even be accidental. Like, maybe they went to medical school and never planned on owning a business, but their priorities have gotten them there, right? But that doesn't change who they are. At the end of the day, they are fast and furious. They live a big life. They have huge egos. And here's here's what they do. When it comes to their money stuff, is when they finally have 2 seconds to sit down with a glass of wine on a random Friday, every third Friday, and look at their bank accounts, they open it up and they're like, what the heck happened? They have no idea where their money went. All they know is they're good at making it. So what are your thoughts on that?
I don't think there's anybody listening to this that couldn't find themselves in one of those three personas and one of those three money realities or money problems. Like, you know, pick the one that best fits you. But I think you just described everybody for the most part, right?
Well, like, this is coming from a real practice of mine. I'm not making it up.
These are your first rodeo.
But what's interesting is, like, I think regardless of the kind of entrepreneur they are, or we are, what happens is we hit a point where we're like, man, we thought the value that if we focus on the right things, that the money would show up and we would be paying our family a six-figure income, right? Or, hey, I'm just good at what I'm doing and the world sees what I'm good at doing and, you know, the money will stuff, will take care of itself. Or that fast and furious type that's like, dude, I know how to make money. Like, where did it go? So I think they all kind of converge to a point if people are honest and they don't go out of business. If they stay in business, they hit this point where they're just like, oh my word, I cannot do this anymore. I can't keep going at this pace or I can't keep doing the same thing, expecting a different result. And what I find to be painful, you've heard me say this, so I'm gonna say it again. It's painful that people actually go to their CPAs and they say, hey, I don't know why I'm not profitable. What most people don't realize is the CPA's job is a rear view mirror kind of thing, right? Like, they're taking care of stuff after the fact. Very few CPAs are going to come alongside a business and say, all right, like, let's figure out where you're spending money. Like, what's profitable, what's not. So CPAs, they just don't do that. And neither do bookkeepers. Like, bookkeepers work for you. And I like to use this analogy when it comes to money. You cannot drive a car looking only in the rearview mirror. And all three of these, you know, profiles are trying to look in the trying to navigate their business looking only in the rearview mirror financially. And then they wonder why they crash, right? Like, it just it doesn't work. So CPAs are those rearview mirror helpers. They help us get our taxes done. They help us be smart. Like, I love CPAs. They're great. But they're not going to do this work for people. And then people go to financial advisors. I'll pick on them because I am one, right? I'm a financial planner. So people go there and they don't get help because financial advisors won't talk to you unless you're trying to invest. So where do you get help? Where?
A profit coach.
Me! There's a reason I have a job, right? So what my definition of help is it's not, hey, you need to spend less. It's that's not real help. What real help to me is actually rolling up my sleeves with somebody and teaching them how to put together a profit plan for their business. Because here's the thing, you can be an accidental entrepreneur. You can have your priorities in the perfect place and you can even be a fast and furious professional, but that isn't going to make you profitable. It isn't. And what does make you profitable is what you do with money when you earn it. And what you don't do with money when you earn it.
Like real time.
Like real time.
Not like 30 days after you make it.
Not rear view mirror. We're talking, I hate to use the analogy, but I'm not even talking windshield. I'm not talking about looking forward. I'm like, actually, when you're in the car.
Yeah, yeah.
Getting ready to put your yeah. you know, your, I'm looking down. The audience can't see me. But put your pedal foot on the gas to go.
Yeah, yeah, right.
That's when you make or break your profit. Yeah. Most of the entrepreneurs that I've seen come through over the years are profitable. But they're spending their profit on things that who knows what.
Right.
And most, I hate to say this, most entrepreneurs that I see are behind in taxes.
Yeah.
Maybe all.
I had a client the other day say they owed the IRS $64,000 from last year. Mm-hmm. Yep. Like, because they just didn't plan for that. There was no plan for that. It was like, oh yeah, I forgot about taxes.
Yeah. Well, your profit plan has to include paying taxes. Well, in my universe, you know me well.
Yeah.
In my universe, my plan is we save for taxes, and instead of sending it to the IRS, we keep it in our own pockets by being strategic, but we still need to plan, right? There is no universe where we pay no tax.
Yeah, right. Correct. And on top of that, like, so true, just so, because I'll tell others listening to this about you, like,
okay.
you have such a strategic mind. You see stuff that I didn't even know existed in terms of what you can do with money, how you can protect money, how to be strategic with money. It's stuff I've never heard of, stuff I've never seen. And so that's the kind of stuff that you only get when you have a profit coach. Like, you can't go to, like you said, you can't go to a CPA, you can't go to a bookkeeper. They don't even know. Not only would they not tell you this, they don't even know this.
No.
And it's, I think it's partly because of your unique life experience in the different financial verticals you've been in, right? Like, you've seen enough different things that you and your strategic mind paired with that makes it, a great combination for what you do.
Thank you. I'm really passionate about this.
Like, yeah, you're great at it.
Thank you. I really, like yesterday, I had this really amazing coaching session with somebody who is a Fast and Furious professional, went to medical school. That's as much as I'm going to say in case they're listening. But I remember right before I walked in there, like, I had the plan. Like, I'd seen their financials. I knew exactly what was going on. And I knew exactly what was wrong. And what was wrong is that business owner wasn't paying themselves hardly anything. And we needed to fix that so that his business could be what he wanted it to be again. And I remember saying to one of my, one of the people that I work around, I was like, I'm going to go into that conference room and I'm going to fundamentally change a family's life now, today. And after 1 hour of just doing the stuff that we do, that strategy.
Yeah.
And that, I think part of, what I love about what I do and what I do for Accidental, Right Priority, and Fast and Furious Entrepreneurs is, dude, I'm not connected to the numbers.
Yeah.
I'm not emotionally connected to them. So because I'm removed from them, I'm just going, why? What's this? Why? Where is the real return on investment for that? Which is something we'll talk about another time.
Yeah.
But real return on investment, not, oh, hypothetical mental accounting crapola. Mm-hmm. That doesn't work, right? Real return on investment. Like, real return on investment is money going home to your family, changing your life, filling up your bank accounts, and allowing you to employ people and change the world that you live in.
Yep.
That's real return on investment.
Yep.
But because I'm not involved in the numbers, I just get to come alongside and go, well, this is what I see. What do we do? And at the end of a 1 hour call or 1.5 hour call, we did fundamentally change this family's life.
Yeah.
Gave them, I'm not exaggerating, gave them a $3,000 a month raise at the end of one appointment.
Wow.
It's easy. It's easy.
Wow.
But it just has to be done. And it required a profit plan.
I love it. I love it. You have a saying that is, profit is never an accident. It's something that happens on purpose. Mm-hmm. And I love that in one meeting, in one appointment with you, you know, you are able to, on purpose, find that profit, right? And it wasn't an accident. It was, and like you said, they're already profitable. People just end up spending it or don't know where it goes. So you found it, and then that's incredible. Gave them a $3,000 a month raise. That's amazing.
A month. It's amazing.
Amazing.
Thanks. Well, they did the work. Wow. I just helped them see it. But it comes down to, it's like what we just said.
Yeah.
We have to have a plan for profit. It does not happen on accident. And the thing is, I don't care if you're an accidental entrepreneur, the Right Priority entrepreneur, or Fast and Furious like me, unless you stop and actually get really honest with yourself, checking your bank account every couple of days is not going to get you profitable. It's not. Yep. And in case you're in case you have this tendency to think, oh, okay, I gotta increase revenue. I gotta sell more. I gotta do more. I hate that, because here's the thing.
Right.
I can meet with somebody their first year of business and maybe they had $10,000 of gross profit. And they'd considered that not profitable. And then if I fast forward, 5 years and they're making 10 times that and they're still not profitable, which is a story I see all the time. Like, well, if you weren't profitable in your first year and you only made this much, how come you're not profitable in this year and you make 10 times more?
Right.
This is a problem we're going to explore a lot, but the solution to that is getting honest that making more money does not make you profitable, because the more we earn, the more we spend. And getting to a place where we recognize, hey, look, I need a plan for profit. Mm-hmm. And in my world, what I teach is the spend on purpose method. Mm-hmm. So we find money by spending purposely and expecting real return on investment for what we spend money on in our business. So it's not a magic pill.
Right.
It's a series of things that we have to do, or things we have to, ways we have to behave with money when we're sitting in the car, our hands on the steering wheel, right? And wanting to put our foot on the gas pedal.
I think there could be, and I'm sure we can explore this in future episodes, but I really feel like there's something about once I get honest, I think honesty is probably, getting honest is probably the first step. If you're not honest about it, you'll just keep kidding yourself that, you know, more marketing is going to make you more money. And then you 10 years later, you're wondering why you don't have more money. Mm-hmm. But once you get honest, then I feel like there is, like you said, it's not looking through the front window or the rear view mirror. It's like real time changing behavior in the moment as money comes in. And I feel like that's a good aha for me in this episode. Like, I'm taking that one personally with me. Like, it's money comes in, and in this moment, what happens to that? Mm-hmm. And that's why I have no, I think it requires flexing that muscle to develop pattern and habit and routine and ritual and comfort with what to do with money and my behavior right now.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. You're right, Chris. And here's the thing. When I get somebody through the spend on purpose method, I teach them take profit first on the front, mm-hmm. on the back as well, and all the other stuff I do. Right. Especially the fast and furious entrepreneur, but pretty much everybody is like, they immediately want to delegate it. Mm. Immediately want to go find a virtual bookkeeper or a bookkeeper to do this. And I find myself saying, like, no. It's like you're a workout. You can't delegate it.
You can't outsource your workout.
No, you can't outsource your workout. I mean, there's going to be I actually have a service in my menu. Yeah. That's called muscle memory work.
Really? Nice.
Yeah. And that's literally where I meet with people. And I say, now what you do with that receipt, it goes here. Mm-hmm. Do that with that. It may feel remedial, but here's what I know. Once somebody has their muscle memory with what they do in that moment when they're sitting in the car, right?
Yeah.
And the money has been earned and the mm-hmm. revenue has to be looked at 15 minutes a week. That's all it takes, right?
Yeah.
Just 15 minutes of focus. That once those muscles get built, then the business owner can delegate that and let go of it. Because here's the thing, you cannot inspect what you don't understand. Mm. So how on earth can a business owner, a guy who shapes beards, mm-hmm. or an attorney, mm-hmm. or a doctor, or a freelance artist, or a Mary Kay lady. How can any of those people know what's actually going on with their money if they don't know what the plan is for profit?
Right.
So then they're forever looking in the rearview mirror. So you have to do the work. You can't outsource it forever. Yep. I put people through 2 months of muscle memory work.
Wow.
And then they know what should happen. And then they can hold whomever is working for them accountable to manage the money the way the business should be managed with the profit plan.
I like it.
It's so much fun.
It's like you're a personal trainer for profit and a profit coach. You're
yeah.
I like all those.
Let's profit coach find, kind of covers it all, right?
Let's find even more. We'll find even more metaphors for what sure it is that you do.
So yeah, profit's just never an accident. And you've got to stop. Our audience has to stop believing that they are the exception.
Yeah. I love it.
I hate to say it, but it's so true.
Yeah.
You're not the exception. Just stop pretending like you are.
Yeah.
And stop chasing making money strategies.
Yeah.
How about keeping the money you're making? Let's start there. It's good.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. I think having listened this far, anybody who's listening to this far into this conversation, I think the question that is popping up is, okay, how do I create a profit plan?
Mm. Yes.
So if people want to learn more about what you do, maybe you said, like, in one appointment, you gave this client a $3,000 raise. Like if somebody's like, hey, listen, I'm not exactly sure which way is up and which way is down with my money. I need somebody else, like a profit coach, to help me sort through it. Like what's the best way for people to kind of reach out to you and take you up on what you're so good at?
Okay. There's a system. Does that sound surprising?
No, not with you.
There's a system. So it starts with something I call a profit discovery consultation. Mm-hmm. It's 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. I don't charge for that. I expect good people to show up and not waste my time. So, and so far I found that to be absolutely true.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do in that meeting is I'm going to try to get a sense of somebody's business, what they're about, and what's going wrong in their mind with their money. If we like each other, and we feel like there's some merit to actually moving forward, then I let people hire me, help them create their profit plan, which usually takes 2 months of meetings, because I have to baby step people through this. And I think the benefit of it is I'm bringing experience to the table, but a lot of empathy at the same time. And it's not like getting a body wax. I have the financials from last year. I had this therapist this week give me she's beautiful, like kids psychologist or something. And she sent me her financials and she was so embarrassed because it was just like spreadsheets and numbers everywhere. Like I see it from that to QuickBooks stuff, right? But I have the financials and then I have the moments away from the call to prepare. And then we just kind of dig in. So it all starts with a profit discovery consultation. There's no shortcut. I just have to have that meeting with somebody to see if we're a good fit.
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
How do people sign up for a profit discovery call?
They go to profitdiscoverycall.com and they can sign up, and also pursuitofprofit.com. And I assume we're just going to put that in the links below, right? That there's also an option there to book directly on that site, as well as you can download my ebook, which is called The Spend on Purpose Method. If anybody just wants to read the ebook.
Got it. So if they're not ready, if they're like, hey, listen, you're awesome. You sound really exciting and adventurous, but I'm not ready to talk to you. They can go get your ebook.
They can.
Spend on Purpose Method at pursuitofprofit.com, right?
Yes. Pursuit-of-profit.com.
Got it. Okay. Good distinction. Pursuit-of-profit.com is where they can get that. And if you are, listen, guys, I've known Leanne for years. And the thing is, like, you really, here's the thing about money. People can get very embarrassed around their money. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure none of you listening to this are embarrassed about your money.
Maybe everybody.
The thing is, like, Leanne, what I love about you, Leanne, is that you're a safe place for people to just show up with what they've got. There's no judgment. And I love that you just always honor and who people are as the powerful person they are, even if their money doesn't feel like in their life, money doesn't feel powerful. Even though in other areas of life they are powerful, you always relate to people like they are the powerful person that they are, regardless of their money mess. So
that is how I actually see them.
Yeah, I know. That's what makes that so powerful. So those of you listening to this, go to profitdiscoverycall.com and schedule your profit discovery call with Leanne so that she can give you a $3,000 raise or whatever you guys find in your numbers, right?
A month.
Exactly. Awesome. Awesome. Leanne, I am looking forward to our future conversations in this show, The Pursuit of Profit. You know, I think those listening just have to kind of tune back in for where we go with this. But if you had to say in a sentence or two, the heartbeat of, or the mission of what this show is about, how would you describe it? What are we trying to accomplish here?
I want to help business owners powerfully alter their behavior with their money so that they're profitable and stop worrying about money. That's a really big thing.
Yeah.
And really start winning with it, like today, now.
Yeah. I love it.
Not in a month, not in a year, now.
There you have
little
it, folks.
Little tweaks make a huge change. So
there you have it, folks. That is what this show is about. So if you like that, you want more peace with your money, you want more winning with your money, like then you should keep tuning in for our shows. Leanne, this was a great show, great episode. Thanks for your time, and thanks, I can't wait for our next one.
See you next time.
See ya.